Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Mem in Maseches Nazir. This is a special daf to do together because Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, we are being Ola Regel. My wife is graciously driving so that I'll be able to learn with you. We're being Ola Regel, unfortunately not to the Beis HaMikdash, but to Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. And we're shortly going to begin to climb the hills of Yehuda. From Beit Shemesh we have to climb the hills. Going back is going downhill, going up is uphill, and we're going to be climbing towards Bezer Hashem Yerushalayim. Today's daf is the 1154th daf in Shas, and Bezer Hashem, with the children listening to music in the back, and if they want, they could join and listen into the daf as well. We are going to be discussing a very important daf in terms of halacha lemaisa. Unfortunately, nazir isn't very much halacha lemaisa, particularly a lot of the dafim that relate to karbanos. Although, as I mentioned in the past, there was a nazir of Yerushalayim whose room we learned the daf of the Nazir, of Maseches Nazir, from his room. That's a separate discussion. But unfortunately, many of the halachos of Nazir are not halacha lemaisa because we're not being Ola LeBeis HaMikdash. However, today's daf is important halacha lemaisa because of the halachos of Ta'ar. In today's daf, we're going to discuss the prohibition of a Nazir to cut his hair with Ta'ar. On yesterday's daf, we had the opinion of Reb Yoshia, who says any way that he cuts off his hair, he's going to be over the Isser. Reb Yonasan, on the bottom of yesterday's daf on Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, disagrees. And on today's daf, we're going to continue to discuss it and apply it to other areas of Shas. We're going to apply, number one, the mitzvah of the Nazir to cut off his hair at the end of his malos when he brings his karbanos, in regards to a metzora who at the end of his tzaras also cuts his hair. And finally, the instance that's going to come up on Amud Beis, that we're already going to make brief reference to an Amud Aleph, but really is going to come up on Amud Beis, is the prohibition of cutting one's beard with a razor, and many of the halachos that relate to shaving, if you will, today. I'm sure that during the time of Ola Regel, Osik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, I will not be able to do halacha from the daily daf. However, there is definitely a part of me that very much wants to get to the halacha from the daily daf, because this daf is very much relevant in halacha lemaisa in terms of the prohibition of cutting one's beard with a razor. Let's pick up on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that we had learned from the pasuk Tar Lo Yavor Al Roishoy, that despite the fact that the Isser is to remove hair in any way, with scissors or plucking or anything like that, nevertheless, the Torah emphasizes the razor to tell us that the Taglachas HaAchrayna, that when the Nazir completes his Nazirus and he then cuts all of his hair, so then in such a case it has to be done with a razor. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, L'lamdoi mi Mitzayra. Why don't we learn from Mitzayra that the Torah also says, when it comes to a Mitzayra, that the requirement is that he has to cut his hair with a tar, with a razor. As the Torah says, V'hoye v'yem ha'shvi galach es kol se'aroi. On today's daf, on Mem Lamed Aleph, we're going to give the source of how Chazal knew that yigalach is with a tar. Says the Gemara, E'efshar, you cannot learn from Mitzayra to Nazir, on the top of our daf, Mem Lamed Aleph, she'ein danin kal michomer lahachmer alav. You can't learn from a kal to a, you can't learn from a chomor to a din kal to be machmir on it. In other words, when it comes to mitzara, we're anyway more machmir than nazir, and the fact that we're machmir by mitzara to require a tar will not necessarily tell us anything in regards to nazir. The reason why a mitzara is more chomor than a nazir is a very, very interesting halacha. In fact, I saw this halacha borne out, illustrated in a book written by my oldest son, by Menachem's Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chait, where he describes the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, and there is a depiction of a fellow who becomes a Nazir. A fellow becomes a Metzora, and he returns to the Machaneh, and he looks funny. And I was looking at the picture, and he looked strange, and I realized he did not have eyebrows. And the reason he didn't have eyebrows is because when it comes to Metzora, the halacha is that a Metzora needs to have all of his hair, of his body, cut off. All of his sarosav. In contrast to the nazir, that the chiyuv is only to cut off the hair of his head. So therefore, when it comes to mitzora is more chamor than nazir. Mitzora is more chamor than nazir. Why? Because when it comes to mitzora, all the hairs of his body are cut off. In contrast to a nazir, only his hair from his head is cut off. If that's so then maybe the chiyuv of tahar is only a chiyuv when it comes to mitzora and not a chiyuv by nazir. Rebbe Yomer Eina Tzarech. Rebbe says we don't need to learn the Tiglachas HaChrona from tahar, as we had said, two lines from the bottom on Lamed Tes on base. Harei Yomer Tahar Lo Yafar Al Roishe Ad Melois. The Torah says that you should not use a tar to cut anything on the Nazir's body, on his head, until his malois is completed. Says Rebbe, the Pasuk is telling us two things. Number one, it's the Isra of tar when it comes to a Nazir, before his malois is completed. And it also said, Ad malois, until his malois is complete. Hatera oimra achar malois leitei teglachas ela bitar. So Rebbe doesn't need to, that extra pasuk that we had of tar lo yavol ha-reishoy to tell us and just stamek zeres hakosa tar is extra, but rather the pasuk itself indicates that. Says the Gemara Vaksiv tar lo yavor al roishoy. There are two pshatim in the Mefarish how to read the Gemara's kasha over here. We're going to go with the second pshat of the Mefarish, and the Gemara is now going back to the shita of the Tanakama. Actually, this is the first pshat in the Mefarish. We're going back to the shita of the Tanakama that says that you're going to be chayiv at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, at the end of yesterday's daf. The Tanakama was of the opinion that you're going to be chayiv both on tar as well as any other medium of cutting off the hair. So the Gemara now asks, V'haksiv, how could you read the pasuk as saying that we're talking about all other types of things? But it says, Tar lo yavor al roishai. According to the Tanakhama, we had understood that the pasuk was talking about the conclusion of the Nazirus when it says Tar lo yavor al roisho, and not the initial stage. Now, we see that the pasuk is not only talking about the conclusion of the Nazirus, which is referred to as the Galachas Shel Mitzvah, it's also referring to the initial stage as well. So how could we read the pasuk Tar lo yavor al roisho in that way? Answers the Gemara, Lavra lo b'shnei lavin. The reason why it emphasizes tar is to tell us that a tar, there would be two isurim. Number one, you would have the isur of tar. You would have the isur of a razor. Number two, outside of the isur of a razor, you would also have the isur of any other mode of cutting off the hair. Now the Gemara continues with more halachos of the prohibition of a nazir cutting his hair. Amar Rav Chisda, lilkois ba'achas, he will get malchus even if he cuts off one hair. La'akev bishtayim. If at the conclusion of his naziris, the taglachas shel mitzvah, he leaves out two hairs, so then he hasn't fulfilled the requirement of cutting his hair. So, the chiyuv malchus is one hair for when he's a nazir. The requirement of taglachas shel mitzvah is that he can't leave two hairs. Listar ein asayser, if he contradicts and undermines his nazirus by cutting off his hair during his nazirus, where we know that there is a requirement, gadel pararosho, ein asayser ela biroiv roishay, then the only time it's considered halachically significant that he undermined his nazirus if he cut off the majority of his hairs, ubitar, and it needs to be done with a razor. Woo, woo, woo. That seems to be a little bit against what we had learned before. We had seemed to say that the Isser of Tiglachas applies according to the Tanakama that we had in Lamed Tesa Mebeis, the opinion of Rabbi Yeshia, and also the opinion of the Stam Mishnah on Lamed Tesa Med Aleph, is that the Isser of Tiglachas applies to all mediums or modes of cutting off the hair. Yet over here it says, Bitar in B'midi Achrini Loi. Vaktani minayin rabbis is kol ma'avirin. Didn't we learn from the Tanakama Rabbi Yeshia that, and the Shita in our Mishnah, that any type of ma'avir you're going to be over, any type of cutting the hair you're going to be over the iser. Ela ema ke'ein tar. Oh, this is very important. Ke'ein tar. Not only a razor, but something that's similar to a razor as well. Mefarish explains, obviously, how we're going to define Ke'en Tar is going to be important also for the halachos of shaving as well. Says Zok Dehelege Mefarish. Mefarish learns like this: Ela Ke'en Tar, Kol Hamavirin Samachli Karan. Whoever cuts the hair close to its root, if he cuts it close to its root, so then in such a case, the Nazir is going to be over the Yisr. Tani Nami Achi, Nazir Shetolash Mirate, Sifseif Kolshu, Eina Saiser. If the Nazir removes his hair through, as we learned in yesterday's daf, Mirate means to remove with some type of chemical, some type of powder, some type of sam. Sifseif is to pluck. Kolshu, any hair, Eina Saiser. Ela Beroiv, Roishay, the majority of his head, Ubitar, and it needs to be done with a razor. Rav Shimon Yehuda, I'm Rav Shimon Rabbi Shimon, Kishem Shishtei Saros Makvas Bo, Kach Shtei Saros, Sosros Bo. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that Shtei Saros is the requirement, or, well, put it another way, Shtei Saros is not enough of a removal of the hairs if two hairs are left at the Tiglachas HaMitzvah. So too, if you have two hairs that are cut during his Nazirus when he's not supposed to, that will be Soser his Nazirus as well. Very different than the opinion of the Tanakhama that says you need the majority of his hairs to be cut. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, Negoyim Perik Yudalad Mishnah Dalad, Shloisha Migalchim Taglachason Mitzvah. There are three instances in halacha where a person is supposed to be shaved, and the shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir u'mitzera u'levim. The Nazir, mitzera, as well as the levim, during the chinuch, the inauguration of the levim, as the Torah Kedusha says, kaches halvim etoich b'nei Yisrael ve'viru tar al kol b'sar. That pasuk appears in the beginning of Bamidbar. Bamidbar Perek Ches. So these are the three things, that the three instances of Taglachas. The Kulan Shigilchu Shaloi Bitar, and if a razor is not used, or Shashiru Shtei Saores Le Osava Le Klum, or two hairs are left, then it's not halachically significant. Amar Mar, Shloisha Megachman Taglachasan Mitzvah, Pshita. Mar is bothered that that is Poshut, even though for us it was very helpful to put them in a category. Shalish Megalchim and Taglachas on Mitzvah. Mar thought that wasn't necessary for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi to spell out. Says the Gemara, Mandam Mishum Ivure Sar, who? Vafilu Sach Nosha. There is a Manda Omar who holds that any way you remove the hair, even if it's by removing it through some type of ointment, nasha being hair, kamash malon delo. So the chiddush is that you're not over if you remove it in such a manner. The Gemara now analyzes that part of the Mishnah, that chiddush that we mentioned, that the only time you're over is with a tahar. Katani v'kulin shegilchu shaloi bitar. But if it's without a tar, then it doesn't work. When it comes to Nazir, there it says that the tar is not supposed to go over his head. Mashma, that he's not over the Isser, in contrast to the opinions that say that that pasuk is lav dafka, as we discussed earlier. There is room to say that the pasuk is dafka. Tar lo yavar al reshe, that the Isser is specifically on a razor. V'gabi levim, also by the levim. Ksiv, there it says, ve'evirus tar al kol besarim. Again, there the hair was removed from your entire body. And so that also makes sense that we learn it from the pasuk tar specifically. El mitzera bitar min olam. But how do we know when it comes to a mitzera that the Isser is specifically bitar? V'chite mitesi milavim. And if you're going to say you learn out from the vim, malavim shekein tuunin taglachas vein taglachas on elo bitar. When it comes to the vim, the halacha is that you require a tar. Afani obvious a mitzera shutein taglachas vein taglachas elo bitar. Mitzera needs to have the hair cut off. So then, just like the levim, then it also has to be with a razor. Ikal mifrach, we could ask, ma levim shekein tuunin tufa tu nufa begufa. When it comes to levim, there's a very unique halacha, and that is that they were picked up, presumably by Meshur Rabbeinu, in the process of their chinuch, in the process of inaugurating them into their avodas halavim. Toimar b'mitzera, in contrast to a mitzera delay, that doesn't have this requirement of tenufa. Ela tesi minozir. But rather we should learn out from nozir. Mila nozir shekein karbon. Karbonai ta'un lechem. When it comes to a nozir, not only does it bring a karbon, but there's also lechem, the karbon mincha that comes along with it. Taimar b'mitzayra delight. In contrast to mitzayra, that you don't have that. So they're not, each one of them is not parallel. Similar to the idea that we had on the top of the Amud, not the same idea, but similar, that you're not done in Kal Michomur. So too over here, you can't learn out from Nazir and Levim because they have unique halachas. Ela Michod lo yasya. So you can't learn out from one of them. Tesi mitarvayun. So let's learn out from both of them. May tesi. Which two? How are you going to learn out from both of them? Teisul mevim, malvim shkein tunin tenufa, bigufa, nazir achiyach. You're going to say, well, Levi has a requirement of tar because he has a requirement of tenufa. Obviously, in Lomdus, we would have to try to explain what's the relationship between tar and tenufa, bigufa. Nazir achiyach. Nazir will prove to you that the relationship between tar is not defined by tenufa because there's no tenufa by nazir, yet there is a requirement of tar. Malin nazir shekein karbonoi, ton lech. But then I'll say, Nazir is not going to be a kasha on the requirement of Levim, because Nazir itself is different, that it requires Lechem. So Levim yochichu, so Levim is going to prove to you that that's not relevant, because it doesn't require Lechem. The Chazar did. So you can go back and forth. Each one's going to have a Maila, each one's going to have a Pircha. Loiri Zekari Zev, Loiri Zekari Zev. So Nazir and Levim are not like each other. Hatzad Hashavim v'Shavim, but what do both have in common? Shein tuun in taglachas v'tagalachas and bitar. That both of them have a requirement of taglachas, and the taglachas is done with a razor. Afani yovias mitzera shuton taglachas v'tagalachas oid misar. So I'll learn from mitzera that same halacha applies. Amalei Rava Mibrainish l'Ravashi. We've had this Rava a few times. This is not the regular Rava. This is Rava Mibrainish. The Rava, particularly in Nazir, we had it more than usual. We had Rava Mibrainish saying to Ravashi, "V'lifrech, I could have a kasha on the tzad shavah. Malat tzad shavah sheben shekein going on to Amid Beis in kerbonoi bidalus. That when it comes to a mitzayra doesn't bring a karbon." When he is a dal, excuse me, a nazir and a levim don't bring a karban when they are a dal. Tomer b'mitzayra shekarbanei bedalus. We know that in the parsha of mitzayra, that if it's an im anihu, so then yavi tayrim b'nei yoina. So then, in such a case, he brings birds. So therefore, mitzayra is going to be unique case, and because it's unique case, somehow, again, in Lomdus, it would be nice to explain what the relationship between the two is, but whatever it is, but Mitzora has the carbon bedalus, and therefore it would not have tar. In contrast to Nazir and Levim, who don't have carbon bedalus, they do have a tar. Hence, the Gemara seems to reject this Tzad HaShavet to tell us that the halacha of Mitzayra is that it also requires tar. This would not be a valid source of a Tzad HaShavet from Nazir and Levim. Amalei Rava bar Mishar Shele Rava. Hai Tana me Ikara Amar Lulamdoi mi Mitzayra Iefshar. I don't understand the Havamina, says Rava, the son of Masharshia, to Rava. How could it be that this Tana, right off the bat, has a Havamina to learn from Mitzayra, to learn from Mitzayra that the halacha is that it has to be done from a ta'ar, done by a razor, to learn that from Mitzayra, Iefshar. She'ain dunin kal mechomor lahachmer lov. Because you can't learn something that is lenient from something that is chomor to be machmir onto it. And when it comes to Mitzayra, then we said that it is the chomor, because all of the hair is cut off, versus Nazir. Now, Vahadar Amar, that was what we had said originally. If you take a look at the beginning of our daf, we said that is the reason that we don't learn out Nazir from Mitzayra. Vahadar Amar, and then he realized, Nalef Medina, we should learn it from Atzad HaShava. That was the process of our Limudim, that originally we wanted to learn it out from Mitzora, and then we decided that Mitzora is more Chamor, and then we wanted to learn out from Atzad HaShava. Umidina Nami Lo Yalef, and ultimately, we didn't learn it out from a Gzera Shava because of the reason that we said that Ein Karbano Bedalus, as we mentioned above. So why did we ever have any Havamina to learn differently? Amalei, so Rava responded to Rav Misharshia, Ahu, this in the Braisa that says that you can't learn from Mitzayra, Aliba de Rabbanon, that follows the Shita of the Rabbanon, as we're going to spell out. Vaha de Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chidush that we wanted to develop to learn from the Tzad HaShavet is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, we don't have a Mekar that the Taglachas of Mitzora is done with a Ta'ar. And since we don't have a Mekar, so then we wanted to know, to learn from the Tzad HaShavet. Which Rabbi Eliezer? This is not, as we learned in Mishnah, Ve'ena Chayiv Achil Ketenu Bitar, that the halacha is that you're not chayiv when it comes to the prohibition of cutting off your beard until you use a razor. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm afil likert bimalake to brihitni chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you don't use a tar, even if you use a laket and brihitni, these are other metal tools which we're intentionally not going to define in today's daf, in practical terms. Even the Mefarish does not give us an exact definition over here of what the laket and rehitni are, but that is the opinion. Achi afil likto b'mlaket rehitni chayiv, you're still going to be chayiv. Hence, according to the Shita of Reb Eliezer, it's not clear if there is a requirement altogether for a tar for Mitzora as well, because even when it comes to a beard, there isn't that chiyuv. Says the Gemara, "My taimayu de Rabbanan." What's the rationale for the Rabbanan that say that even on a tar you're going to be chayiv? The Torah says zikna, that when it comes to cutting your beard, there the Torah Hakdosha says in regards to a Mitzora, "Vahoya b'yoyim hashvii galach es kol saro es rosha v'zikno v'esgabo senov v'es kol saro yigaleach." So the requirement to cut off his beard. Matam lomar, what's the pasuk coming to tell us? Lefi she'nemar ufas zikonam lo yigalechu. The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to cut off your beard in general. Yocha afil mitzara kein. I would think that that prohibition even applies to a mitzara. Tam lomar zikno. Here the Torah tells you that there is a chiyuv to cut off the beard. Uminolon debitar. And how do we know that even with a razor, that's the mitzvah. The sanyu pasakonam lo yigalech, yochal fil gilchom mismaraim yechayv, tamalomer velo sashchis.
that the Isser is an Isser of Hashchasa. Hashchasa means to cut it at its root, which only a razor does. Yachol likto b'mlaka de brehit niyechayv. Tamalomer fas zekonim lo yigalechu. That the Torah emphasizes ufas zekonim lo yigalechu and says not simply cutting the beard by a razor, but any way that's derech giluach. So a scissors is not derech giluach, but lahakit and ritni is considered giluach. We mentioned in the past that lakit is to pluck, and rihitni is with the powder that kills the roots. Haketzat, ezeo giluach sheish ba hashchasa, what is considered a cutting that is destroying at the root. Have omer zetar, that is considered a tar that is specifically with a razor. In other words, since the Torah comes and says pasakonim lo yigalechu, it has to be done derech giluach. The only way you would have had a hava mina that you chayv and likit ritni kamashmal, and even though there is hashchasa there, nevertheless it has to be derech giluach, and therefore it has to be done with a tar. Says the Gemara, Mimai. How do we know that this halacha applies both when it comes to the prohibition of cutting one's beard as well as by mitzora? Dilma lo olam afilu likto b'malaka de britni nami mitzvah ka'avit. When it comes to a mitzora, he does a mitzvah even if he uses lakat rehitni. V'ha ka'asi la'ashmi'ina. And this extra pasuk of zikno is coming to tell us da afilu bitar lo mechayev Allah, that even though he could be mekayim the mitzvah of removing the beard lakat beritni, and therefore he shouldn't use a razor, kamash malon, the Torah is telling us with the extra zikno that we learned above, that even with a tar, he's not going to be chayev, and the mitzvah could cut his beard with a tar. Afilu bitar lo mechayev Allah. Maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. And therefore, we don't have the source of zikno that the mitzora has to have a tar. Maybe the halacha is that he is not over bitar, but he could still do it bilikit birihitni. Says the Gemara, Isak adaitach ki ovid nami bilikit bimelaket ubirihitni. Shapir dummy, if that would be acceptable, lishto kramina, then the Torah should be entirely silent. It shouldn't say zikno at all. Va'ana amina, and I would have inferred on my own. Uma gabe nazir di isura kavid afil hachi mechayiv. When it comes to a nazir, when he's doing an isur by cutting off the beard, he nevertheless is chayiv to cut his beard. Now let's just spell out the Yisura Kavid. We might have misspoke over here. Umaga bi Nazir di Yisura Kavid. When it comes to a Nazir, he did an Isur. In other words, a Nazir is considered a Chote. And therefore, I would have thought that if the Torah in general doesn't want you to cut your beard, certainly a Nazir who already had done another Avera certainly wouldn't want you to cut your beard. Afilu hachi mechayiv. Nevertheless, you're chayiv specifically to cut your beard, despite the fact that there is an Isra of Los Akifos Pas Rosh Eichem, Hacha de Mitzvah, but here when it comes to Mitzvah, he didn't do anything wrong, in the sense that going through the process of Tahara of Mitzvah, he didn't do anything wrong. Lo Kol Shekein, it would be certain that he'd be allowed to cut off with a tar. And therefore, the Pasuk shouldn't tell us anything. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us something must be to tell us that you're supposed to use a tar when it comes to a mitzvah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem in Maseches Nazir. Let's Be'ezer Hashem review what we accomplished today. The topic of today was tar, the use of a razor. And we continued with a discussion amongst the Tanoim, whether a Nazir needs to use a razor at the end of his Mela'os or doesn't. We also learned that if a Nazir cuts off even one of his hairs, so then in such a case he's over the Isser of not cutting his hair, the Chiyuv for him not to cut his hair. We also learned, according to Rav Chisda, that if he leaves two hairs, and he's not fulfilled the mitzvah of Taglachas at the end of his Nazirus. We also learned that there is a Machlokis Tanoim. If he is soser his Naziris by cutting off the majority of his hearers, or like the opinion that we had mentioned beforehand, Rabbi Shim ben Yehuda, who says that two hearers are already soser his nazirus. Then after that, our daf got into a commonality between three different halachos that took us for the rest of the daf, and that is the three individuals where the Torah gives them a mitzvah to shear their hair, and that is the Nazir at the end of his melos, Mitzora, when he brings the Karbanos, and the Levim. The fact that there are some opinions that say that when it comes to Mitzora, he needs to use a razor. The Gemara says that even though we have a Makar both for Nazir and the Levim, that a razor could be used, at the end of the day we cannot, even though the Gemara attempts to learn Mitzora from both of those halachas going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara concludes that you can't. The Gemara also brings up the halacha of the prohibition to cut one's beard and discusses that whether we could learn the halacha of Mitzora, that he has the same parameters, whatever is usur to cut one's beard with, then the same would apply for a Mitzora as well. And the Gemara concludes that when it comes to a beard, the isur is specifically in regards to a Tahar, that the razor specifically is the Isser. Ultimately, the Gemara is not convinced and struggles with whether we could learn out the halacha of Mitzora from the halacha of cutting one's beard. So we will wait, Emir Tzashem, for the halacha from the Daily Daf till we discuss more about the halachos of cutting with a razor and the Isser of cutting one's beard. And Emir Tzashem, I hope that on Daf Mem Aleph, we will have halacha from the Daily Daf of cutting with a razor and the parameters of cutting one's beard. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem in Maseches Nazir.